Taylor is with us now from Stern, Agee and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He breaks news for us at time to time, and today, no exception. A big story, John.
Now, this is potentially a big one, and we've been following this for several weeks, and that is the parent company of Sparks Hospital here in Fort Smith, Summit, of course, in Van Buren, HMA, Health Management Associates. They bought Sparks about 3.5 years ago, and they've been under siege for a hedge fund company, been trying to force them to make some changes. Well, this morning, a merger was announced. Community Health Systems, which is based in Franklin, Tennessee, they're the number two hospital chain, announcing it a definitive merger agreement to acquire HMA, Health Management Associates. It's kind of a really strange deal because they're acquiring the company for less per share than where the stock closed yesterday. Now, Community is, as I mentioned, is the number two hospital chain. When these two companies are combined, if it does happen, they say it may not be consummated until the first quarter of 2014, as you might guess, a lot of regulatory hurdles to overcome. But the two companies together will operate 206 hospitals, 29 states, 31,000 beds. Now, you may not be familiar with Community, but they have 8 hospitals already in Arkansas, including the Northwest Medical Center in Bentonville, the Northwest Medical Center in Springdale, the Willow Creek Women's Hospital there in Northwest Arkansas, this, a hospital in Solomon Springs, and then they have some over in the other part of the state, Helena, et cetera. But what's weird about this deal is that they're going to pay HMA shareholders $13.78 a share, $10.50 a share in cash, a fraction of a share of Community stock. That's 7.6% below where HMA stock traded yesterday. So they're selling out at a discount to where it was already trading. Weird deal. Also, HMA is involved in some legal proceedings. They got some additional subpoenas from the Justice Department recently. So HMA shareholders will also get a dollar in what's called a contingent value right. If things turn out okay and these legal proceedings don't go the wrong way, they'll get another dollar a share. Now, here's what the CEO of Community, Wayne Smith, said this morning when they released this story about 6:30 our time. This compelling transaction provides a strategic opportunity to form a larger company with a diverse portfolio of hospitals that is well positioned to realize the benefits of healthcare reform and to address the changing dynamics of our industry. So clearly this is all being driven. We've been talking about this for weeks. Mergers in the hospital industry going on, driven by concerns about the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare. One of the things that's ironic about this is that when Sparks was on the block being sold almost 4 years ago, HMA was the highest bidder. The other company that tried desperately to buy Sparks was, guess what, this company, Community Health Systems. And so it's funny how it comes around. They're going to end up owning Sparks anyway, but certainly by a circuitous indirect route. We're hoping, of course, that Community will love this area and they will go forward. Of course, one of the other huge announcements related to HMA was all the jobs that they're going to provide that they're already hiring for. The service center that they're putting in at the former Phoenix Expo Center said they were going to hire 400-600 people at significant annual salaries, and so we hope and pray that won't have any impact upon that.
I guess, John, I'll tell you, that is an interesting story, and I still don't figure that part about why they didn't pay what the stock value was yesterday.
Well, you know, the hedge fund that started all this, Glenview Capital, which owns a substantial portion of the stock of HMA stock, they probably acquired their stock, I'm guessing, at $7 or $8 a share, so this is probably a pretty good deal for them. But it is strange that, and by the way, both boards have unanimously approved this. And, of course, the CEO of HMA, you may remember when we announced several weeks ago that he had resigned and was moving to Uruguay to be in charge of the Mormon Church's mission efforts in Uruguay. Now we know why they didn't, I guess, replace him. And also, there was still a vote coming up to replace the entire board of HMA because of the proxy fight that Glenview Capital, the hedge fund, had brought about. So, very, very interesting. Now, the shareholders, of course, are going to have to approve this, but the boards of both companies have unanimously approved it. But this would bring to, I guess, 10 or so the number of hospitals that the combined entity would have in the state of Arkansas, and also in the contiguous states. They both have hospitals in the contiguous states around here.
John, thank you for your report today.
You bet. Take care.
John Taylor, we always appreciate his reports, and today that one breaking local news, certainly, and how it will affect us, we'll have to find out with our visits with John over the next days and weeks. But you can visit with him yourself personally today at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith if you have a question about something we've talked about. something you just have on your mind concerning your finances. You can also call him at 479-782-2527 or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.